Behavior number two is demonstrate respect. This behavior is based on the principles of respect, fairness, kindness, love, and civility. The overarching principle, however, is the intrinsic worth of individuals, the importance of each human being as part of the human family. This behavior is the golden rule in action, a rule that is actually recognized by almost every culture and religion worldwide. Consider the following examples. Christianity, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Judaism, what you hate, do not do to anyone. Islam, no one of you is a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Hinduism, do nothing to thy neighbor which thou wouldst not have him do to thee. Buddhism, hurt not others with that which pains thyself. Sikhism, treat others as you would be treated yourself. Confucianism, what you do not want done to yourself, do not do to others. The opposite of demonstrate respect is to not respect other people. This is commonly experienced as showing disrespect, which is a huge issue both at work and at home. The opposite also includes not showing people you care, either because you really don't care or because you don't know how or don't take the time to show it. The counterfeit of demonstrate respect is to fake respect or concern, or, most insidious of all, to show respect and concern for some, those who can do something for you, but not for all, those who can't. This incongruence is becoming known as the waiter rule. It's based on the idea that you can learn a lot about a person by the way he or she treats the waiter in a restaurant. Sara Lee CEO Brenda Barnes, herself a one-time waitress, says, "Sitting in the chair of CEO makes me no better of a person than the forklift operator in our plant. If you treat the waiter or a subordinate like garbage, guess what? Are they going to give it their all? I don't think so." While demonstrate respect may come across as a soft behavior to some, I contend that it absolutely has a direct relationship to trust and therefore to the bottom line.